And in the streets of Paris, Charles de Ledesma has our report.
Scuffles have broken out between French yellow vest protesters and police in a 13th consecutive weekend of demonstrations. The fracas leading police to fire tear gas in attempts to disperse demonstrators near central Paris's Champs-Élysées Avenue. The yellow vest activists, originally motivated by rising fuel prices, have brought hundreds of thousands onto the streets over the past 3 months and are now trying to achieve electoral success. But the movement is politically divided and has no appointed leader. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Stephen Biegun says the talks that wrapped up Friday in Pyongyang were productive, with all eyes now on the second U.S.-North Korea summit, set for February 27th and 28th. It is set to take place in Vietnam's capital of Hanoi. The Trump administration has missed a deadline to announce if it intends to impose further sanctions on Saudi Arabia for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Senate had directed President Trump to determine who is responsible for the death of Khashoggi by yesterday. Khashoggi was killed by Saudi agents in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul in October. A bipartisan congressional conference committee continues working toward a border security deal, and there are indications the White House will end up accepting just a fraction of the money President Trump has demanded for his proposed southern border wall. Sources inside the committee say they expect funding for physical barriers to be around $1.6 billion, a figure Mr. Trump rejected in a bipartisan Senate bill last year. One anonymous White House aide said the president is expected to back whatever compromise emerges on Capitol Hill and acknowledged there is no will among congressional Republicans for another shutdown. This is VOA News. The United Nations is warning that the aid situation in Venezuela is critical. As VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, Venezuela's dicey